says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
I think we will.
Country folks can survive.
Welcome back to the Mark Rosen Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be, live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time to 8 a.m. Central Time, followed by my good friend Mike Church, host of the Mike Church Show. He takes it at 8, takes it to about 11-ish. Then today we've got Suzanne Sherman on the Suzanne option. She takes it from 12 to 1 live. We've got live programming, a good part of the day for you today, folks, and we got programming thereafter. So stay tuned. As a live call-in program, you can call anytime you'd like it. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. My website is markkreslins.com. You can email me through that website, mark@markkreslins.com. Thank you for the kind comments you guys routinely send. I'm humbled, believe me, and I mean that. I always consider myself to have little talent. So when you guys say nice things, I thank you for those. And I also thank you for those who call into question some things I say, which is perfectly appropriate. You guys take the liberty to email me what you like. I also enjoy very much your personal stories that you send along. It makes what we do here all that much more invigorating, folks, to know that we're connecting with a lot of people. It's just nothing quite as affirming about the message we're talking about here than to know that there's not just me saying it, you're saying it too. You can also follow me over on Facebook/ The Mark Kreslin Show, and you can follow me on Twitter @MarkKreslins. That's a number of ways that we can stay in touch. Well, last night was quite a bit of fireworks, and I will say, you know, it was probably a draw, maybe a little bit of a win for either one. You could probably score it, but something happened last night that really, I mean, when Mike and I were listening and we were commenting on the debate last night, by the way, if you were a Founders Past member, you'd have been able to be in that chat room. We had a blast last night. I hope you guys that were in there benefited from it as much as I did, as much as we did. But there was a part of the debate that Chris Wallace turned the questions to Trump about whether or not he would accept the outcome of the election. And we both commented, I remember at the moment, we both commented that we hoped Trump would answer right here. We knew what the right answer was, which, of course, the right answer was, no, I won't accept the outcome if I lose because this is a rigged election. This has been a theme that has been percolating the last few weeks in the Trump campaign, this idea of a rigged election. I read an article from Pat Buchanan yesterday. I referenced it. I'll put it up on my Facebook page today. You can read it yourself. Buchanan believes this is a rigged election. You know, the reality is, those of you in the listening audience right now, and by the way, welcome all the new listeners. We've got a bunch of new listeners today. I'm glad you're here. Stay with this, folks. I recognize that some of the things I say are going to sound challenging, sometimes too radical, sometimes too caustic, but I want you to know, in my heart of hearts, here's what I'm about here. I'm trying to honor God with what limited talent I have here. I'm trying to honor God by trying to get the truth out in a world that generally rejects truth. And when I say truth, I'm talking about eternal transcendent truths here, folks. Like, thou shalt not murder. I'm trying to get the truth out that this country is murdering 30 babies in Oklahoma today, 3,000 around the country. I'm trying to just get that truth out. Now, I try to do it as an entertaining a way as I can, as provocative way as I can. I ask you just to hang in there. I appreciate that you've tuned in for the first time, many of you, to the Mark Kreslin Show. Recognize that I'm an evangelical, born-again Christian. I come at it from that angle. I want God to be honored here in the state that I live in. I don't live in a nation, by the way. I live in the state of Oklahoma. I'm working with my fellow Oklahomans here, more and more, which we connect with all the time. We're going to build a movement here. We're going to launch a Oklahoma independence movement here at some point, but we're going to do it right. We're making sure we've got all our ducks in line and our I's dotted and our T's crossed before we go, because this is going to be so big, we can't have a misstep out of the gate. So we're thinking it through right now. we're creating all the necessary position papers to launch this movement. I hope some of you will be doing the same in your state. But it's not just to get power. I don't want power. I'm not drunk with a thirst or a lust for power. No, I want to end evil because that honors God. It honors God to do the right thing. He gets joy. He gets pleasure. He's in heaven looking down saying, well done. So I approach the microphone every day with that at the core of what I do. It is about honoring him. And right now, if I can participate with you in stopping evil, why wouldn't we want to do that? Those of us who call ourselves Christians, why wouldn't we want to do that? To me, that's the fundamental question. But last night, during the debate, Mike and I were both commenting when we got to that section of the debate. I'm going to play it real quick because it's out on CBS. Some interesting things have happened since the debate last night. Now, I'll talk about it after this. Chris Wallace, I'm going to play him asking Trump the question and then Trump giving his response.
You have been warning at rallies recently that this election is rigged and that Hillary Clinton is in the process of trying to steal it from you. Your running mate, Governor Pence, pledged on Sunday that he and you, his words, will absolutely accept the result of this election. Today, your daughter Ivanka said the same thing. I want to ask you here on the stage tonight, do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time. What I've seen is so bad. First of all, the media is so dishonest and so corrupt, and the pile-on is so amazing. The New York Times actually wrote an article about it that they don't even care. It's so dishonest, and they've poisoned the minds of the voters. But unfortunately for them, I think the voters are seeing through it. I think they're going to see through it. We'll find out on November 8th, but I think they're going to see through it.
But, sir, there's
If you look at your voter rolls, you will see millions of people that are registered to vote, millions. This isn't coming from me. This is coming from Pew Report and other places. Millions of people that are registered to vote that shouldn't be registered to vote.
You know, every time Donald...
I don't want to hear her. So, and he's making the claim that there's evidence out there that this election is rigged. And I think you and I all agree that it's rigged. Now, it's not just rigged at the millions of fraudulent voters that will be cast or votes that will be cast this election. Yes, it's rigged there. But it's been rigged at a much more nefarious level for many, many years. And so Trump last night says something that has now shook the world. Now, interestingly enough, last night I stayed up after the debate, after we signed off from the debate, and I just started clicking around at different websites, Drudge Report, Business Insider, ABC, CBS, NBC, Yahoo, trying to see who caught that. And everybody caught it. It was like that was the headline last night before I went to bed. I woke up this morning, and it's no longer the major headline out there. Yet, it was the defining moment of that debate last night. Forget everything else they said about Syria, about the economy, about the debt, about abortion. The defining comment last night came from Donald Trump when he said, I'm going to reserve judgment on whether or not I'm going to accept the legitimacy of this election. Now, I want you to combine that with an article that I referred to yesterday. It was a poll that's out there saying 41% of the American people believe this is a rigged election. Now, think about that. Think about the numbers there. If there's roughly 200 million or 190 million registered voters, 10% would be 19 million. 20% would be 38 million. You're looking at potentially 76 million people who are coming to the conclusion that this election is illegitimate. It's rigged. Now, they don't want to let that out there. I think that's why it got pulled from all the headlines this morning. They don't want to stoke that fire out there. The mainstream media is doing what it does best, which is lie, deceive, obfuscate, cloud on behalf of the progressive movement. My guess is, and this is just a guess, just an educated guess based on years of experience, that they don't want to let this out any more than Trump let it out last night. Now, look at the response from all quarters against Trump. His own running mate said, of course we're going to accept the legitimacy of this, of the outcome. His daughter said it. Countless Republicans are going to chide him today for saying he doesn't accept the legitimacy of this election. Or not ponying up last night and saying straight out, oh, of course I'm going to accept, which is what every other Republican would have done. You know, I wish that Donald Trump was a better Jeremiah? Yes. Do I wish he had his act together in his life where tapes didn't come out and expose some of the debaucherous ideas he has floating around in his head? Yes. But I can't dismiss what he said last night. This is evidence of why they're terrified of him. This shows you why they are afraid of this guy. And I'm talking about the GOP and the DNC. Both parties are terrified of him. Now, they'll call him a swashbuckler, a rogue. You know, he can't control his mouth. He'll say anything. And to a degree, Donald Trump is not the most polished speaker out there. But what will he say from time to time? He'll swerve into or intentionally divulge the truth that all of these elections are rigged elections. Because both parties accept the premise of the other person winning. But what gets advanced all the time, year after year after year, decade after decade after decade? Progressivism, secularism, humanism. All the ideas that assault eternal and transcendent truth, they get advanced year after year, no matter who's in power. And so the whole premise of this bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt, illegitimate, de facto versus de jure, evil national government masquerading of as a federal government, the whole premise of it is accepted by the ruling elite, the GOP and the DNC. And they bristle when a guy, a rogue, appears out of nowhere and says, I ain't playing the game. I'm not playing your game. I'm gonna tell the truth here. This entire system is corrupt. This whole thing is rigged. It's rigged for a continuation of progressive secular humanist ideology. And folks, let's be honest for a minute. Who's winning? Who's been winning for decades? And this is why, as I said on Monday, why are we surprised with the outcome of these elections? Why are we surprised when the federal government continues its march, when the national government masquerading as a federal government continues its march on freedom towards death? Why are we surprised? It's been this way since I've been following politics, because we've all accepted the premise. Well, you know, we've got to accept the legitimacy of the outcome of an election. Says who? Where is that written that I have to accept the legitimacy when it can be proven that it's illegitimate? And Trump says it last night. And you know how many millions of people were watching that last night and nodding their heads? You didn't see him. There were no cameras in their living rooms as they're watching this pretend debate. You know how many turned their ear a little bit more and said, I wonder if what he's saying is true. And for the first time in my history, my paying attention to politics, I heard a presidential candidate say, I may not accept the legitimacy of this election. Now, he speaks for millions of people. Tens of millions of people who were sitting in their living room last night, nodding their head. And this is what I was referring to at the end of the last segment. We don't know where this thing is going to go, but for the first time in my lifetime, I heard a presidential candidate actually speak the truth about these elections. They're rigged, and they have always promoted the advancement of secular humanism out there? Can you point to many quote-unquote conservative victories out there? Heck, when the so-called conservative party, the GOP, had the ability to stop evil, to stop it, actually arrest it, they could have sent the abortion issue back to the states when they had power, when George Bush was the president and the House and Senate were in control. Of the conservatives had control of it, they could have sent the issue back to the states. And they didn't do it. No, they're participating in the great ruse as well. Don't think it's just the leftist Democrats that are advancing progressive secular humanism. Antithetical to transcendent and eternal truth. Don't think it's just the Democrats. The Republicans are doing it too. Because you're going to hear the reaction. You're going to hear the wailing from the GOP. How dare he? How dare he not legitimize this illegitimate election? Because when you convince enough people that the elections are rigged, you're one step away from people concluding, like I have concluded, like many of you in the listening audience have concluded, the whole thing is illegitimate. The entire fiasco we refer to as the federal government is illegitimate. You're just one step away. And this is what terrified commentators. This is what's got people terrified in Washington, D.C. today, both on the left and the right. Both the Republicans and the Democrat, they are terrified about what he said last night. They know they can't control him. Heck, I'm telling you, if this guy, I don't know if my odds are changing, but after last night, I'm beginning to wonder if this guy doesn't pull this off. Do you realize how terrified the Republicans and the Democrats are going to be of him? That guy better double, triple his security staff, I'll tell you that. Because you saw last night something you have never seen in your lifetime. I've never seen in my lifetime, ever, not one time. I've seen a presidential candidate actually say, I don't know if I agree with the legitimacy of the outcome of this election. When the whole ruse, the whole fraud has been predicated on this idea of a peaceful transfer of power. Well, who has won every time in the peaceful transfer of power? Progressive secular humanism is one that has led to the slaughter of 56 million babies, that has led to the theft of $20 trillion, that has led to a redefinition of marriage, that has led to wars, offensive military operations. Heck, we're on the verge of getting into a war with Russia now. That's where this peaceful transition of power has led since I can remember, folks, and you know that too. It's the same for you. We can no longer accept their arguments and say, well, you know, the most important facet of America's democracy is the peaceful transition of power. Trump's rejecting that. And I'm telling you, last night he inspired tens of millions of other people. Now, they don't know quite what to do with it right now. They don't know what that means for them. They're still going to go to the polls and they're still going to hope that Washington, D.C. can be fixed. But a new seed was planted. A new seed of doubt about the legitimacy of this whole system. And folks, that's what I've been arguing since day one on the air here. This is an issue of legitimacy. This is why I cannot go to the polls and cast a vote for my congressman, for my U.S. senator, or for the president. I don't want to legitimize it. I don't want to legitimize the illegitimate with my vote. This has always been an issue of legitimacy for me. Well, it's become. I can't say it was always. That would be not accurate because I used to vote in these things. But once I swerved into the reality that this is an illegitimate government, it's de facto, it's not a de jure government, it's not anchored to the Constitution, it's arbitrary, it's capricious, it's a ship that has unmoored itself from the dock. and is out there floating around without a rudder. They just do whatever they want to do, wherever the wind blows, however they can steer the ship, that's what they do. When I came to that conclusion that this is what we have, I began to realize this is an illegitimate government. And Trump is one step away from calling it that. Now, he's almost referred to it at on a number of occasions as a mess. You know, he uses phrases that are not the most articulate to describe the corruption there. Do I wish he was a better Jeremiah? A better prophetic voice out there? Yeah, of course I do. But you know, this is what we have right now, and last night was pivotal. Now, we're going to see what the reaction is of the ruling elite in the next couple of days. I was puzzled. That's the wrong word. I was monitoring how they were going to deal with this. Last night, it was full-page coverage. This morning, it's gone away, at least as far as I can see. On Yahoo, the major places that I go to look for news aggregates, where you get the leading news. Let me look over in Yahoo right now, actually. Give me one second. Well, their lead article is, "You're such a nasty woman." Let's see. Fact-checking the third presidential debate. You know, I'm scrolling down. I don't see much coverage on it. Last night, it was number one. Yeah. I don't see anything. Just scrolling through the news here on Yahoo, I don't see anything about it. Last night, when I brought it up, it was you know, on the top of Yahoo, it's got the image there, and it's their lead-off argument. I didn't see anything. Last night, it was Trump. I will not accept the outcome of this election. Disappeared. Let me go over to Business Insider. Yeah, I'm scrolling through. They had a headline. Their top story last night was this. I'm scrolling down through the page, and it's not there. Their headline report last night is not there. And these are 8 hours ago reports. So I don't know. I want to be careful not to read too much collusion going on here. But it seems awful odd that what everybody caught last night as the major point of the debate suddenly is not getting reported this morning. And I don't believe a memo went out to all the major news media and said, by the way, don't report this. We can't let this out. We can't plant a seed of doubt in people's minds that this election isn't legitimate. Otherwise, we won't have a peaceful transfer of power so that we can continue our march towards secular humanism and try to scrub the world of God. I don't think some memo went out like that last night. I think it's just kind of a natural tendency. People got a little bit nervous with Trump saying, I may not accept the legitimacy of this election. So we better not report on that. They can't let that out, folks. They can't let you think this thing is illegitimate. And I'm talking about from the Republicans and the Democrats. Because Mike Pence was quick to say yesterday, of course we're going to accept the outcome of this election. His own daughter. I mean, think about how Mike Pence and Ivanka felt last night when Chris Wallace asked that question. And Trump said, I'm not sure I'm going to accept the outcome of this thing. That was the most pivotal moment of the debate last night. I hope you all caught it. I hope it grows legs. And it might. I mean, he's got another 20 days or so to be out there stumping. And this is becoming a central theme of his campaign now. It popped up a couple of weeks ago that this vote is rigged. And more people are, I bet you're nodding your head. I bet you you're saying, you're right, Kreslins, this thing is rigged. I'll bet you guys are saying, Trump, preach it, brother. Preach it. Because you know down deep in your heart this is rigged. You know down deep in your heart it's an illegitimate system of government. You just don't know what to do about it yet. Well, here in the Mark Kreslin Show, we're going to talk about solutions that can actually be implemented. Things you can do. You're not powerless. There's no need for despair here. Mike and I were talking about this yesterday during our crosstalk talk between our shows when I hand off my show to Mike's show. There's no need for despair right now. Certainly as Christians, we cannot despair. Our hope is in the Lord. He's the sovereign King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the all-knowing one. We can't know everything, but he does. He's fully worthy of trust. So we don't need to despair. We just need to do our duty. And in the context of a representative republic that we're hanging on to by a thread here, we still have a lot of power. A lot of power. You, me. Not those megalomaniac narcissists in Washington, D.C. Not those guys. They like to make you think they have power. And generally speaking, they've been very successful at that. Let's just be honest about it. They've been very successful at that. They say Constitution, we say yes, sir. They say the federal law is supreme over everybody else, we say yes, sir. Of course it is. But there's a new breed of people that are emerging now that are starting to say, well, wait a minute. I'm not so sure that's right. And Trump fanned those flames last night with that comment. I'm telling you, mark my words here on the Mike and I both caught it last night during the time that he was saying it. Many of you in the chat room caught it last night too. And as we wrapped up the debate and did some after debate dialogue about this, that became the dominant part of the conversation. The debate wasn't about Syria. It wasn't about Russia. It wasn't about the debt. It wasn't about abortion. The key moment in that debate was the presidential candidate saying, I may not accept the legitimacy of this outcome. Hear, hear, Trump. You know, I've been hard on Trump since day one. I'll continue to call balls and strikes here, folks. I'm not on the Trump train. But I am on the truth train. And even when a person like Donald Trump throws it out there, I'm going to applaud it. So hats off to you, Trump. I hope this gains more and more traction out there. I hope more and more people who were watching last night nodded their head and for the first moment said, wow. You know, I've never heard somebody say that before. You know, Martha, I wonder if he's right on that. And you know, that little seed is planted there, and we're going to help water it here on the Veritas Radio Network. We're going to throw fertilizer on it. We're going to shine this light of the sun on it. We're going to do everything we can to get that seed to grow. So that out pops another person willing to say, you know, we got to think differently about this problem, folks. That's the objective here, because once people start saying we got to think differently about the problem, well, then you are in a position to entertain real solutions. When I come back from this break, I'm going to talk about the nullification crisis of 1832 and how important propaganda and persuasion is in doing the right thing. That's where we are right now. We're needing more and more states to tell Washington, D.C. to go pound sand. And we're needing the people of those states to say that. Not the legislature, the people. We come back from this break. I want to get into the nullification crisis for a few moments to kind of paint a picture forward as we think about real solutions to the problems we face versus the sophomoric solutions that are offered by both campaigns. I'm sorry, by both parties, not both campaigns. Obviously, Trump is no longer in the sophomore solution arena. So let me rephrase that. Offered by both national parties, sophomore solutions. I'll pick this up when we come back from the break. Right now, you're listening to The Mark Reslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.